abroad now, and as you know, there are continuing efforts to see if there are any people still alive or on board that South Korean ferry, which capsized just 2 days ago. For the latest, I'm joined by John Power, who's there. John, bring us up to date. I gather that there has been a further tragedy or tragic element to this by way of a piece of aftermath news concerning the high school vice principal who was actually rescued from the sinking ferry.
That's correct, Sean. Today, unfortunately, really has been a case of tragedy, heaped upon tragedy, and an already grim situation turning almost hopeless. It was reported in the last hour and a half or so that the vice principal of the school, attended by the students on the stricken ferry, was found dead. Apparently, after killing himself, the 52-year-old had been among the 179 people actually had been rescued from the disaster. So that's certainly another tragic element to this story. In another blow, really, to the families, earlier on today, the ship itself actually sunk completely below the ocean earlier this afternoon. That, of course, was a heavy blow to any hopes that survivors could remain alive inside the ship, possibly sustained by air pockets. The rescue team since then, however, has attached an airbag to the ship in an effort to keep it afloat, and they plan to attach some more of those in the next few hours. Earlier, there had been an apparent breakthrough reported when it was reported that divers had managed to enter the ship for the first time at about 10 to 11 this morning, but that later turned out to be false, or at least not completely correct, and it was reported that that operation to get inside to where they wanted to go had actually failed. The last 2 days have been really awash with misinformation, half-truths and rumours, and today was no exception. And of course, the search efforts all the way through have been hampered by the weather conditions, which haven't been good for most of the last 55 or 58 hours or so.
And John, we know that there are still 268 people missing. At this stage, I imagine they're now all presumed dead. Are we any wiser about what happened to cause this tragedy?
Sure. At the moment, there hasn't been an official confirmation, but the theory that the Coast Guard seem to be most interested in seems to be holding true today as well, and that is that the ship was forced, or for some other reason, made a very sharp turn and became unbalanced. Something that has emerged since then, though, is that the actual captain of the ship apparently was not actually at the helm, and in fact, a relatively inexperienced 26-year-old third mate had been in the steering room at the time. So that's another avenue of inquiry there, whether the person who was steering the ship actually was trained and qualified to do so. The entire crew, and in particular the captain, are being investigated by the police. And the captain himself is the subject of a lot of anger here because of his actions in leaving the ship apparently before his passengers, and he potentially faces manslaughter and other charges for his conduct.
Not to mention waiting half an hour between telling people to put on their life jackets and to abandon ship. John, we'll leave it there. That's John Power of the Yonhap News Agency in Seoul in South Korea. Back with Valerie Cox and stories from the family courts after this break.